What's good, pod babies? Welcome back to the Conversation Hat podcast, a show for geeks, artists, and terrible people. I am all three of those things in this episode. Ben and I have to decide whether we'd rather be pirates, samurai, or cowboys, and we also have to play Desert Island Discs, where we change the name of song names to be puddins, I guess. Hey, did you know we have a website, conversationhat.com? I'm surprised we got that URL as well. You can go there and you can check out some of the show notes. If there's stuff that we talk about in the episode and we say, oh, we'll link it in the whatever, it's on the website, conversationhat.com, as well as some of our past video projects, our short films, our sketches, yada, yada, yada. It's all up there. It's all good stuff. And there's also a way for you to submit questions if you want your questions answered on the podcast. I believe that's conversationhat.com/submit. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to solve your problems. Let's do it. Let's do the episode. I'll talk to you. Well, it'll be like I'm talking to you in just a second, but you know what? Just enjoy.
The Conversation Hat Podcast.
Welcome back to the Convergence Evolution Hat Darwin Cast.
What?
Convergent Evolution Hat Darwin
Cast. What's Convergent Evolution? Is that evolution that converges, I suppose?
I have no idea. Oh, this might genuinely be the last one. With Boot Pearson and Liam Traynor. Two different kinds of shoe there from the Conversation Hat podcast.
I think we could come up with others. Shoes and pseudonyms.
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 That's very good.
Thank you.
Technically speaking, very funny.
Yeah.
Ben, how's it going all up in there?
It's going good. Good.
In your brain hole.
Up here in... Yeah, that's all right.
That's good.
I'm trying to keep PMA, positive mental altitude.
That's PMA. Well, bloody put down a towel.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, stay positive around me, you fuck.
Yeah, this is very much a training exercise in...
Shoes.
Trying to maintain my positive my positive mental A.
Get your towel. Yes. How and why?
Because I think it would be nicer to have that as a go-to thing instead of ugh.
Right. Yes.
So if you can brain training stuff. Yeah. Just so instead of oh, I've got to do all of this today. It'd be hey, if I do all of this, then that's all done.
Yes.
Sort of. The garden needs doing.
Right.
But I like plants and we get to go and play in the mud.
And afterwards it's going to look...
And afterwards it'll look pretty done. So those are not very good examples. I quite like going in the garden. But try and have it so it's a go-to thing instead of something that you need to sort of switch your mentality over to.
I totally get what you mean. I have a great deal of anxiety about doing anything. Wednesday this week, so the week that we're recording, I had to, obviously today I'm doing this, so I had to get up, not early, but to get up, hop on a train, come over to Norwich, and then record as many of these episodes as we can in 6 hours. Yesterday I was doing some photography in London, sort of spent most of the day. I was getting picked up to go to London about 2 o'clock and I'd scheduled to do some work in the morning, which I couldn't do because I was freaking out, trying to make sure my bag's ready. Cause I suppose I do a lot of photography stuff usually in my own house or locally. Mm-hmm. If I forget something, I could just go get it. It's not a big deal, but it was kind of ooh, a bit daunting going to do it in London. If I forget a lens.
If I forget my SD card,
it's a problem.
That's done.
Yeah. So I couldn't concentrate on doing any work in the morning. But then I was why am I anxious about this? This is absolutely ridiculous that this is what my life is. This is what I get to spend my time doing. But going to different cities and making stuff. I should be really thrilled about spending an hour on a train. So this on the train up this morning, I was editing photos from last night. I live a charmed life. Mm. Why am I freaking out about stuff? And it's, just trying to... It is the same sort of thing you've got to, rather than, oh God, I'm going to be so tired.
oh God, all the things that could go wrong, thinking, okay, actually, I'm quite lucky to be able to live the life that I'm currently living. Mm-hmm. So maybe just enjoy that. And if something goes slightly wrong on the way, just deal with it, because you can't predict everything that's going to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard to like train your brain to think a different way. So is it basically like a muscle that you just train it to have? You just tell it, no, this is the response we want.
Yeah, I think it's sort of changing the response of, like, I don't know, say today, instead of, oh, I've got to get up, make breakfast, make lunch, sort myself, wake up, which I'm not very good at doing, get to the studio and then record for 6 hours, and then I can go home and sit down and flirt. It's just not that. It's like, I'll make myself a lovely lunch and then get to go and chat bollocks with my buddy for the rest of the day.
We did very deliberately choose a format that was quite easy to replicate.
Don't say that, but people will try to hop on our success. They'll replicate the thousands of pounds and millions of groupies and the paparazzi. The paparazzi getting here today. Oi!
It's
2 paper boys I passed.
I can't decide if you're going to be excited or angry when you work out how little money we make.
Oh, we don't make... We make... What?
Because you're either going to be like, oh, damn, I thought after all this time we'd be worth a lot more, or, oh, thank God, I guess I have been getting my fair share.
Oh, no, we're like top 10% of global podcasts.
But that's
now,
only impressive if you don't do anything with podcasts.
That's really impressive.
It's an impressive number outside of anyone that does podcasts.
I mean, we can pick and choose who's in this 10% with us.
Can we?
Can you name 10 podcasts?
Yes.
Okay, so there's Eat the Menu.
Right.
Off the Menu. Sorry.
It's Off Menu.
Off Menu.
There's no the.
Off Menu. Eat the Menu is Keith Habersberger from...
Keith has a burger.
Keith has
what
a
is
burger.
Happening?
Keith has...
What's the purpose of naming 10 other podcasts?
Well, because then we can... So there's Off Menu.
Yes.
No Such Thing as a Fish.
Uh-huh.
Last Podcast on the Left.
Well remembered.
Adam Buxton Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm
actually very impressed with how many podcasts Ben can name.
You Can Sit With Us.
Okay, I don't know that one.
The Auntie Donna Podcast.
That is what it's called, yes.
What is it? Bastards Through History? Is that one?
Behind the Bastards?
Behind the Bastards.
Okay, yeah, very good. I'll count that one.
The BBC One probably have...
The what?
BBC One probably have a podcast.
BBC One probably have a podcast.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't count.
Radio One? No, okay.
No.
Shag Marry Annoyed.
Yeah, very good. You've been listening to the adverts.
And Someone Shat on the Floor of My Wedding. And Us. So we're in the top 10%. So that means all of these guys, this is the 10%. That means we're better, we're more successful than all of those.
No.
That's how maths works, Liam. If we're in the top 10% of podcasts, I've just named 10 podcasts. If we're in the top 10%, that means that we are more successful than all those ones that I just listed. You can't deny my logic.
I can.
You can't. It's maths. Maths is irrefutable.
We're not.
Doesn't change. You can't argue with numbers.
We would be.
You can't argue with numbers. You're not 3. Fuck off. See, you can't.
You know full well that I can and will argue with numbers.
Argue with that.
I don't recognise that.
4.
What?
4.
What?
It's 4.
I don't see it.
Why not?
I choose not to.
See, you can't argue with them.
I choose not to.
See?
It's beneath me.
You can't argue with it.
If it was a 5 or more, I might.
You can try and do that, but no. All right, you want to... Yeah, now it's an 8/4.
The past tense of eat. We are in the top
10%. You're not arguing with it because I'm right.
I'm not going to rise to the
occasion. Because I'm correct. I am right. We are great. You're welcome, everyone who listens.
I'm sorry. I wish I could say he's not normally like this, but you know full well he is. We're definitely in the 10% with them. I'd like to know what you're saying means that we're better than those.
I'm not saying we're better. Well, because we're in the 10%,
yes.
We know that we're in the 10%.
Yes.
10% yes. Of 10 is 1.
Yeah.
I just listed 10.
Yes.
We were in that, so we're in the top 10%. That means that we're in the top of those.
Yes, of the ones that you listed.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And those are podcasts, so we're in the top. We're
of the ones that you just listed.
Yeah, we're at the top.
Because you put us at the top.
Yeah, because of that's how that list, percentages work. That's how maths works, Liam. You've agreed with me now, so thank
I think
you.
What we're saying is we can't argue with Ben.
Because I use math.
Those podcasts that you listed will probably be in the top 0.2% of podcasts. Because there are so many, is the thing.
So what's that in 10?
In 10?
Yeah.
What's 0.2 in 10?
Yeah.
2.
No, that's 20.
Okay, 0.2 then.
Be 0.2.
Would it be 0.2? I don't understand what
so
you're
that means that they would only take up like a little bit of my...
A little bit of your pinky. Not even worth thinking about.
And we're a whole finger, or at least a thumb.
By the way that you're measuring it. We've got to just pull a question out, because this is the most inane intro we've ever done. Top 10%.
I've been learning data analytics, and I think that I nailed that.
So which bit of the data analytics course was being a belligerent piece of shit? Was that week one?
You can't argue with the numbers.
It was week one. Would you rather be a pirate, a samurai, or a cowboy?
Ooh.
This was a trending question, I believe. It was on... I've seen it on the internet, but I've deliberately avoided... Thinking. Watching the videos, so the second it said, like, it's girlfriends asking their boyfriends questions. It's like the whole how often do you think of the Roman Empire thing. So I've deliberately avoided watching responses.
Is that the Roman Empire or the Holy Roman Empire?
The Roman Empire.
Okay.
Because those are separate things.
They are separate things. Didn't know that until recently. Cowboys happened for a lot shorter amount of time than people thought.
Yep, that's true.
The Wild Wild West was only like 10 or 20 years... From the very beginning to the very end, which is a very small amount of time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very dusty, very dirty. People got shot a lot.
I think that could be said of pirates as well.
But you've got the danger. Dusty.
I think ships were quite... Okay, so maybe not dusty, but like everything's wet or sandy.
Everything could be a little bit wet, but
salty.
It was fair. The booty got divided up equally.
Wasn't
like in the films where the captain has a big fancy room. He would have had the same space as everybody else.
Yeah, okay. I don't think if I've got the core strength to do seppuku.
Surely it would be easier if you had a weak core.
Yes, I'm sort of drawing false equivalences.
Because that's the jabby.
Yeah, I just don't really
want to easier to cut through butter than cheese.
Yes, that's true. I suppose what I'm getting is I don't want to have to do seppuku.
Well, don't be dishonourable.
Or lose. But the thing is, the concept of dishonour is quite broad. If you lose a fight, you have been dishonourable.
If you lose a fight, then you should die.
Well, it depends.
Because you should fight to the death.
Depends if it's fisticuffs or not, I guess.
What do you mean fisticuffs?
I don't know.
Why would you be losing?
Well, because sometimes boys are bigger than me and sometimes I get beat up.
I feel samurai is the one that would require a lot more training.
Yes. You've got to go to samurai school, I would think. Which would be a great sitcom, just saying.
A samurai school? Samurai school. As probably an anime.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
So I think that you wouldn't be getting into fisticuffs. I think if you were getting into fights, it would be dead. If someone just came at you with their...
Yeah, quite possible.
With their paws up.
With their paws up, yes. I think I'd have a better chance if it was Queensbury rules than swords.
I think pirate could be fun.
Pirate could be fun. I don't love the sea.
Ah, well, that's you. Do you love cows?
I'm sort of neutral towards cows.
Do you love the lawless west, the lawlessness
of
the dust, the dusty plains?
Yeah, I could deal with that. As you know, I don't have sauces with my food, so I could quite happily deal with the dusty west, I think. I'm a dusty boy.
Can you ride a horse?
I don't know. I haven't tried.
I feel like the answer is no, then.
No, I don't know. I have an incomplete data set. I do not know.
Which means that you can... Right, okay.
If
I could speak Portuguese...
Okay.
I couldn't say I don't know, I've never tried.
Have you tried to speak Portuguese?
No. I don't know any Portuguese. I wouldn't know how to start.
Okay, so try.
You don't try. Know.
Just try.
No.
No. Good for you. You tried and you failed. Well done. But you were dishonourable, so I need you to kill yourself.
Okay. Ride a horse.
Get me a
Go.
Horse. Find me a
no,
horse.
No, now. Try.
Find me a horse.
Try to ride a horse. Give me try a horse. To ride the horse. Try to ride the horse. That's a bike, you prick.
No, bikes don't.
What sort of horse has handles?
Yeah.
Why did you hit your head?
It's my first time on a horse. Yeah.
Were you in a carriage?
It's my first time.
Ah, see, you tried and you fucked up. Yeah, you either blinded the horse or you were on a cart.
But now we know.
That you can't ride a horse.
We didn't know earlier.
Okay, I did. You
Ben,
can't ride a horse.
Ben, ask me if I can ride a horse.
No.
That's going to be a good answer.
Liam, can you ride a horse?
No, I can't. Try to speak Portuguese.
I don't know. I'm not going to try to speak Portuguese.
So it's a mystery forever. We'll never know. You have to try it something in order to... No, don't get your Duolingo out.
I'm not getting Duolingo out. I'm not even going to listen to the pronunciations. I'm going to find Google Translate to just see what Portuguese words look like.
And then I'll say something to the effect of, see, you can speak Portuguese. And then Ben will go, no, I don't, that's the noise I'll make.
Thank you.
Check it out. I think it's a great podcast, personally.
Liam, eum idiota.
Ben, I didn't know you could speak Portuguese.
Liam é idiota.
I got idiota. That is, Liam is a prick.
Oh, not an idiot. Change prick to idiot, just out of curiosity, because Ben's a fluent Portuguese speaker.
It is idiota.
Yeah, they don't have a word for prick. You could find... Well, prick means penis, doesn't it? So you could say Liam is a penis, which you'd be able to do in your fluent Portuguese tongue.
But Liam's penis... Penis de Liam.
Penis de Liam.
That was further away. Okay. I'm better at speaking Portuguese than I thought.
And now you have a skill.
Better at speaking Portuguese than you are riding a horse.
Well, I haven't, in fairness, I haven't been tested on a horse.
I've not been tested on a Portuguese person.
Who was the little man in your phone?
Pardon?
Who was the little man in your phone? You tested on him.
It was Google Translate. It doesn't hear me.
Oh. It is a phone, though.
It's
a
So
I would rather be a cowboy.
Okay.
Because
why justify?
Well, it's more of the negatives and drawbacks of pirates and samurai outweigh the negatives and drawbacks of being a cowboy. I see no positive to any of these, personally.
Your negative of pirates when you don't like the sea?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't like being near the sea because it smells. I don't like salty sea air. I don't like seagulls. I don't like drowning, and I don't really like boats. Samurai, I'd have to go very far away to learn, and I like I like knowing where my things are. And I am worried that, like, day one, I'd do something dishonourable and have to, like, spill my own guts out, so I'm sort of not on board for... There's a high likelihood I would do something dishonourable.
Yeah,
quite. Cowboy. Yeah, it's dusty. I imagine it could be quite lonely. I don't mind that. I would... Well, I don't know if I'd have to learn how to ride a horse, but if I do, there's time. I don't mind that it'd be dusty, because I'm dusty.
Would you be a lawman, a cow wrangler, or would you be an outlaw?
Well, cowboy is...
Because cowboy, in my brain, it automatically sort of thinks outlaw.
Well, cowboy is the job of being a cowboy.
Yeah.
Like a rancher.
You'd be a cowpoke. You'd poke the cows.
I'd take the cow... Cows would start in the default position. And we'd take them to location A. If we're required, we'd take them to location B.
Right, okay.
Not like for fucking, Ben.
No, I see what you mean. It was the starting position that made me wonder where you were going with this.
Starting position. What's like a cowboy-related sex position?
There aren't any. There's not any.
There's not one.
No.
Not one. And there's certainly not the reverse of
that one. Let's see if we can work backwards and see if we can... Nope.
If they were, say... In the Old West, if they were, say, a visiting preacher, you could have the missionary position on the ranch, brackets. If there were some stakes to be driven into the ground, you could have the pile driver, brackets, at the ranch.
No, that's the doctor you go and see after you've been in the saddle for too long. And they need to...
That's driving
really
piles.
Drive them.
Drive the piles. Send them whence. What else we got? If you see some dogs doing it.
We're talking about cowboys now. We made a funny joke about
sex.
About sex, yes. And we're meant to be back on the cowboys. Leave the dogs alone.
Yes, and I was talking about taking cows' places.
I've got prairie doggy style in my head now, which is just a squeakier version.
Yes, it would be. I will keep my shoes on. I got new shoes. They squeak.
Cowboys. Yes. So you don't like the wet. You don't like the sea.
Yeah.
You'd kill yourself if you're a samurai.
I'd have to.
So by default, cowboy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
you'd be a cow wrangler.
I'd be a cowboy.
Okay.
Yes, because that's the job. And you?
I feel like I can see more positives in pirate.
Okay.
Yeah, you get to travel.
That's true.
Steady job.
Yeah, and once that's finished, you can reciprocate.
I can what?
Reciprocate. Steady job. It's another sex joke, you see.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You get to see the world. I don't like the sea, though.
Well, because that's going to be disappointing when you realise most of the world that you will see will be the ocean.
A lot of it will be the sea, won't it?
You'll see all kinds of sea,
so if it's big, wet and sploshy, then I don't think I'd like it.
Well, yes, quite.
So then I feel like it would be...
You can choose cowboy as well.
I feel like it might be cowboy. I'd like to be pirate because our flag means death is really good and there should be season 3. Yes. Someone fix that.
Yes. You can go cowboy.
I might go cowboy. Let's see. It's warm.
It is warm.
They've got saloons.
You get to unironically sing Home, Home on the Range.
I can ride a horse.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. The ladies dressed all fancy.
Women.
The gents dressed all fancy. Everyone dressed all fancy. And as we learnt from Freestyle Cowboy Showdown,
short film.
Everyone looks hot as a cowboy.
Yeah, no, that was a real bonus.
Like, we didn't know that was going to happen, but anyone in a flannel shirt, some quite tight jeans, and a cowboy hat.
And a large belt buckle.
Large
belt. The shape of Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why Supernatural was so popular.
You sure? Are they cowboys?
No, but they wear a lot of checkered shirts and tight jeans.
Yeah. I do have the uncut various versions of your dance, your improvised dance. I might just do something with that. I'm not sure.
The improvised dance to no music.
Hadn't written it. We made a short film. It was pretty good. It won awards. Ben did a dance. Made love to a hanky. The hanky was his boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't see the film.
I've still not seen the film.
Don't worry about it. It was based on we were parodying The Power of the Dog, which is a film I don't suggest you watch. It was good. That was great. Should we do another question?
Oh, yeah.
Over to you, Mr. Hands.
We need a niche thing. Thing.
You've got so many hands. Oh boy, look at his hands. Look at him go. Unfolding, preparing to read, and here we go.
Desert Island Discs. Turn songs into pudding.
That's silly. Turn songs into puddings.
I mean, there's already some. Cherry pie.
Yes.
Sweet like chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Chocolate salty balls. They're full of cinnamon and high in fibre.
Okay.
Suck my balls.
Yes, I...
Sugar.
Sugar.
I want candy.
Yeah. Is candy a dessert? It's not a dessert.
No, it's a sweet. Baby cakes.
Profiteroling in the deep. It's like rolling in the deep.
Oh, no, yeah.
But profiteroling in the deep. Back in Black Forest Gatto.
No. Oh, fuck you, no, because I was about to do Gatto out of hell. Gatto to hell. You can't say it without it sounding like an Irish runner. Gatto out of hell.
A street term.
Gatto.
Or like a street term for a gun, a gat.
But it's but like bat out of hell.
Get
out.
I think it would work
Gatto.
In written form very well.
Yeah, yes. It's better.
Harder to say. No, I like it.
We'll edit this down.
We'll see. Instead of Hey Jude, could you have Hey Pood?
Well, for after you've shit.
No, pudding. No.
Sergeant Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. The dessert pepperoni.
Oh, no, I was just doing food.
You're just doing food.
All right. Sergeant Peppermint.
Sergeant Peppermint's what? Lonely Hearts Club.
Oh, mint. Lonely Hearts Club. That's funny.
Thank you.
It's not really a dessert. It's more of a snack, but...
Club Biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
YMC Amaretto Coffee.
Now I've checked, that does not scan. I was trying to... No, I've lost that thread.
Oh, Tiramisu Susan Boyle sings the songs of Lemmy's.
I was trying to do something with tiramisu.
Ice cream by the scoop, doggy dog.
Goodness gracious, grape balls of fire.
Grape balls?
Grape balls. Oh, I'm thinking of like melon balls, which is a thing in like a lot of... this might not even be true, but I feel like a lot of buffet-style restaurants, the desserts, is a lot of various shapes of fruit, like balls of melon. And I appreciate that melon and grape are different things. So I retract goodness gracious grape balls of fire.
Crepe Suzette, wet, wet.
That's a good, I mean, it could be goodness gracious crepe balls of fire.
Crepe balls.
It's like already in a crepe, but you just kind of you very, very delicately like make the crepe. You the booze, then the fire, crepe Suzette, and then it's and you throw it at whoever you're serving it to. Crepe balls of fire.
What puddings are there?
Ice cream, tartlets,
chocolate puddingle bells.
Are you fucking serious with chocolate puddingle bells? Puddingle bells.
Puddingle bells.
Feels like a racial slur. I'm not sure why. You got torts, you got tarts, you got tartar, and you got cake, just straight up cake. Pastries, right. Shoe.
Now name some songs.
Name some songs. Highway to Hell. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
It's a long way to the top if you want a rocky road.
That's quite good. Yeah. I can keep naming AC/DC songs.
You could name other people's songs.
Would you rather I named other people's songs?
Sure.
Because I feel like I need any direction. Pick a band.
No.
Okay. The spirit of collaboration live and well.
I don't want to. Help me. I'm not here to help you.
Fucking hell. We're on to a team, goddammit.
Duran Duran.
Now, I see the mistake I've made is that I should have specified name a band that I know the songs of, but you don't necessarily know what bands I know.
No. Do you like pina colada flavoured sorbet?
Yeah, I'll count it. But you can only do that trick once.
Yeah. I think. There's only one sorbet.
I mean, we've used this song already. Owner of a Lonely Tart.
Shuma Thurman?
That's an actress. Do you need to read the poster?
There is a song.
Oh, is there?
I want to dance like Uma Thurman.
What was the joke you said?
Shuma Thurman, like shoe buns.
I mean, you could also say Uma shoe bun, like Thurman shoe bun.
No, because those are two very different words. We're meant to make this work.
Shuma Thurban. Thank you.
Enrique Cremon Glacius.
Cremon Glacius. Are you fucking serious with Cremon Glacius?
Ah, oh, that's a good one. That's funny.
But it's an artist's name.
Yeah, but it's good enough.
Pick a song that is featuring Enrique Iglesias, and then technically you could show
him. I don't know any of his songs.
No, featuring him.
Highway to Hell featuring Enrique Cremon Iglesias.
Cremon Iglesias. Christ.
S.I.M. Rumbling.
I don't know the song.
The song's called Rumbling, but if you put K, then it's crumbling, like a apple crumble.
Lovely stuff. Yes.
I was going to say TK Unravioli.
That's, again, not a pudding.
No, it's not a pudding.
You can have dessert raviolis, though.
Okay, TK Dessert Unravioli.
You're very good.
Happy birthday cake.
I mean, I feel like that's grounds for a disqualification.
Why? Is the song sure Happy Birthday and Birthday Cake?
Yeah.
That's the right thing.
No, you are technically right. I think you've just broken like an international law or something.
No, ridiculous.
It's like a technical glitch or something. I think I'm trying to be too smart with mine, which is a problem I often have.
Shout at the Devil's Food Cake?
Yes, that'll do.
Angel Delight?
Yeah.
Toxic Waste? The little sour sweets.
It's not a great pudding.
No, but we need to actually fill the time with not dead air.
Yeah, no, so you're quite right. I just want a Rocky Road DJ.
Cool.
Yeah. brownie-eyed girl.
Oh, just all runny.
Yeah.
I don't like how many food shows that I watch because there's so many desserts that I can't think of.
Sweet Home Apple Crumble, in that Alabama and Apple Crumble both start with the letter A. It would scan in the song.
Sweet Home Apple Crumble.
Yeah. Old Town Rocky Road.
This is going to be much fun to edit.
Anything with a road in it is instantly Rocky Road. Also trying to think of song names that people have actually heard that aren't just funny to me.
Lucy in the Pie with Diamonds.
Yes, very good, yeah. What are the Beeples? What are the Beeples songs are there?
I don't like that it's pudding, because otherwise we all live in a yellow submarine as pie.
Yes.
Wow, that clock ticking really hurts.
Yeah, it really fills the void, huh? Really makes you aware of how long this is taking. I might just have to start.
I feel like a while ago we did enough.
I just feel like we need one or two that are really just perfect. But that.
Oh, I've hit some pretty good ones.
Can you remember any of them?
That's why we record this.
Yeah, fair enough. So.
Gatto of Hell. I was very pleased with, but again, it's really a written down one.
I love how clunky it is to say.
Gatto of Hell. Yeah.
So we've got Detroit Rock City, which again could be Detroit Rocky Road.
No,
City.
Because it doesn't fit properly. You need to, like, Richard Osmond House of Games this, where it just flows from one to the other. Enrique Cremenglesias was the closest.
That is really good. It's just not a song. But it's
Shuma Thurman was fun.
Yes. While my... Oh, we've done Gatto a few times. I was thinking, like, While My Gatto Gently Weeps, instead of While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Well, I've not heard that one.
Oh, really? Mm. Interesting. Or While My Guitar Gently Crepes. I've done Crepes a few times. You Sponge Me Right Round, Baby Right Round.
That sounds like you're in a nursing home.
Yeah, it does. You Sponge Me Right
Terrible.
Round.
Terrible.
I feel like there's a food or something that has the word Paris in it. Is it like a dessert that has Paris in it?
Where have we gone to? Are you thinking Plaster of Paris?
I might be thinking of Plaster of Paris. No. I might be making stuff up. Rapper's Angel Delight.
I think I've peaked at Shout at the Devil's Food Cake and Happy Birthday Cake.
Happy Birthday Cake is pretty good. Let's do one more, just one more really good one, and then we can stop this forever. Sweet Child of Key Lime Pie.
Oh, no, I would have rather we just stop there. I had a really good one, and you may forget. Reese's Pieces Buttercup, in brackets, Build Me Up Baby. Reese's Pieces Buttercup Baby, in brackets, Build Me Up.
Build Me Up. Okay.
Give me the pen. I want to write down Get Out of Hell.
What's this acceptable? Is this, technically speaking, comedy, or are we past it? I'm honestly fine if we've peaked. I'd just like someone to tell me.
No, that doesn't look better written down.
Yes, it hasn't.
No, not even if you spell it wrong. I withdraw Ghetto of Hell.
No! No, that was one of the best ones.
Okay, well, I could put it back in, but don't write it down. Just believe that it looks better written down like than it is.
If you say like a gat out of hell, like a gat out of hell, no.
Like a gat out of hell.
I think it'd be better sung and performed with a live band.
I think we need to practice.
Yeah.
Like ghetto out of hell. No, like
a town.
Like a ghetto out of hell.
No, it can't
like
be.
Like a ghetto of hell. No, it's a ghetto of hell. It's a cake of hell. It's a French death cake.
Croissant you need is love.
You're just right. No, that is not the exercise here. The exercise is to be clever and funny.
What? No one told me.
You're just saying foods and then just sort of losing confidence in the end bit before saying a song name.
Yes.
Pano Chocolove Me Tender?
I don't hate it, to be honest with you.
Pano Chocolove Me Tender, that's...
Yes, okay. See?
Right. No, but... Canoli Vengabus?
What?
Can only you.
No, that's good. Can only you. Okay. Yeah. Are there any songs with Mary?
Patisserie Valerie.
Why don't you come on over?
Like the chain.
No, thank you.
Of
yes.
All of the things that do all of the
puddings.
Puddings. and the song Valerie by the Zoolater by Amy Winehouse. Who did it first?
Zoo.
Fratelli? Not Zootons.
No, it was definitely Zoo.
Was it Zootons?
I don't think it was Zootons. I also don't think it was Fratellis. I think it's an old-ass song.
We've been doing this bit for 20 minutes
Don't
now.
Tell them that. Don't tell them how long it's taken us. Are there any songs with the word marry? There must be like marry me or marry...
Are you asking me to make up some... Why? What?
No, no, I'm trying to... I've got a concept, but I don't have a song.
There's Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day.
Meringue's boy child, then Jesus Christ, I wonder if there's a meringue, marry me, meringue, goth meringue. We can end it. Just once, I'd like to end a podcast with you being proud of me.
Go meringue easy on me, would be...
But I have two titles.
What? I'm trying to help you.
No,
come I'm back just... from your bad choices.
Ah, okay. Feels very personal now. I have two titles to choose from. Are you
Childs.
Ready? Childs. Titles.
Okay.
Brain help. Need brain help. Send man. Send man syringe. fix your syringe.
Pain end to long sleep.
Fix blood, go sleep. I've got two titles to choose from. Brain training or samurai school. Luckily, thankfully, nothing about dessert.
Call man need help.
Call man need help. Yeah, okay, call man.
I think that more suitably sums up the... episodes.
I like the idea of like
anything else.
Call man need help. Or woman. Women can also help. They won't. They could.
What's happening? Where does this come from?
You know exactly where it's come from. Where are you online?
I'm on Instagram at Spike Pearson, PIERSON. There's pictures of food and me doing funny things.
I am
tasty food and funny things, or funny food and tasty things.
Ooh.
You decide.
Find out after this. I am at LT Guitarist on most places. The conversation is where I go to let the weird out. So most of the time on my own things, I'm a little more normal.
Boring.
Definitely boring. Definitely boring. Although I do like to play with my own face. You'll have to see what I mean by going to LT Guitarist on wherever. Yes, and the podcast is at Combo Hat Podcast. Wherever you do social things, pee is stored in the balls. Don't let them tell you otherwise because they're wrong. Let's end there.
Can I press the button?
You can press the button. It's that one.
Bye, everyone.
Farewell.
We're sorry.